AM 560. The Answer.
I just don't want to help you and us survive Obamacare. I want to get very proactive about Obamacare to help us defeat Obamacare. And I'm very pleased to have with us today C. Stephen Tucker, head of Small Business Insurance Services, who knows more about Obamacare than anybody I know. Steve, thank you for joining us. You and I were talking off the air a moment ago, and you told me an interesting little tidbit about the latest piece of information you've just learned about Obamacare.
That's right. Yeah. So if you remember, right after the law passed, the president passed a program called the Pre-Existing Condition Insurance Plan, or the PCIP. And on the CMS website, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, it stated that this will be in place until the year 2014 so that Americans who have a need for coverage for pre-existing conditions could get it without regard to medical history. And so they expected many to enroll. Not as many did enroll, but we were promised that it would be there until the exchanges open where Americans with pre-existing can get coverage. Unfortunately, they ran out of money. And so they stopped enrolling people on March 5th.
Who ran out of money?
The program. It was funded with $5 billion initially, which was far less than what was needed.
Yeah.
And every actuary, every policy wonk knew they would run out of money. And they did on March 5th. So currently, President Barack Obama is denying coverage for pre-existing conditions to Americans all over this nation.
Stop. Slow down. I'm a former member of Congress, so I'm a little slow. Say what you just said again.
The President of the United States is currently denying coverage for pre-existing conditions to every American in this country. And he will not be offering coverage for pre-existing conditions again until January 1st, 2014. So I have clients now that need coverage for pre-existing. They cannot get it because he shut down the PCIP.
Nobody's talking about this.
Most people aren't talking about much of the law, unfortunately. Just the good stuff. But there's a lot of bad.
Hey, Steve, when you pull yourself back now and you take a look at where we're at with Obamacare right now, what most, and I know this is hard for you because you're so in the trenches, what most concerns you with where we're at right now with Obamacare?
The most important thing is the cost to me. That's what really bothers me. And I'm also very concerned about our nation's seniors and our nation's indigent, the poor. The law is going to be basically auto-enrolling 17 million more people onto Medicaid. Medicaid is the most dangerous health care program ever devised by man. It kills more people than any other health care program.
Hey, you've spoken at events with me before, and you've enunciated this statistic of how much more your life statistically is in danger based on the quality of care you receive through Medicaid.
Yeah. So the largest study of its kind was completed. Almost a million participants. It was done by the University of Virginia. And it was a follow-up study, actually, to a 2005 study that was done by the American Academy of Cardiology. So very reputable organizations. And the study with U of V had a million people, almost a million. And what they found out is they were trying to find out what the survival rate is for patients who have surgery on Medicaid compared to patients who have surgery with private health insurance. And the shocking results are, and this is in 2009, Joe, that you are 97% more likely to die after surgery on Medicaid than you are with private health insurance. Now, this is before the law passed and before we put 17 million more people onto a bankrupt, broken, dangerous healthcare system.
You're 97% more likely to die. Why?
After surgery, because the doctors aren't getting good reimbursement ratios. Medicaid doesn't pay doctors. You're getting very little, if any, follow-up treatment. And so the quality of care you're receiving is very, very poor. And that leads to, obviously, untimely deaths that aren't necessary. So I think that our messaging as conservatives going forward is to first make sure the public understands that we care very much about our nation's indigent. We fund every program for our nation's indigent. We have for many years as taxpayers. We want that money to be spent more wisely. And so if you go back to 2010, Governor Mitch Daniels, he basically completely turned around a broken, bankrupt Medicaid system in Indiana.
What did he do?
He implemented a program called Healthy Indiana. And what he did is he took Medicaid dollars, and instead of just putting it through a fee-for-service program, he decided to purchase health insurance, private health insurance, managed care plans for the poor in Indiana. In less than a year's time, he turned around a broken, bankrupt system into a positive system. And then these indigent, these poor people, legitimate now. There were means testing done. Okay, they had to be residents of the state. They had to be legal residents of the United States, unlike our Illinois program. Medicaid program.
Yeah.
And they had these health insurance plans, and then they were given the same dignity that anybody else has a health insurance plan does when they walk into a hospital. They're not walking in with a welfare or Medicaid card. They're walking in with legitimate major medical health insurance. And so Mike Beebe, now understand, right after the law passed, President Obama denied his ability to continue to do so. Okay. Now, Mike Beebe, the governor in Arkansas, has requested the same request as they did in Indiana 2 years ago, and it was just approved. Mm. And so the Obama administration is realizing that the stats are there. Providing Medicaid dollars to purchase private health insurance not only is more cost effective, but it also secures that the nation's poor have access to quality care. And I believe this is Pandora's box now. Other states will start pushing for this expansion of Medicaid towards private health insurance plans.
And yet, Steve, in Illinois, is it safe to say that we are going to be in a position in this state and many states around the country where we're going to pile more and more people onto a bankrupt Medicaid system?
Yes, because we're not looking at reforms in Illinois. Unfortunately, we're just expanding a broken, bankrupt Medicaid system. It's going to cost the state billions of dollars. In fact, there was a study just recently done, and it stated that by the year 2017 – the Civic Federation did this study. By the year 2017, Illinois is going to have between $21 and $23 billion in unpaid Medicaid bills. And this is because we are rapidly expanding Medicaid. And we're doing so without any basic due diligence done as to see where those Medicaid dollars could be spent. And that's the problem with the PPAC legislation, Obamacare, yeah. is it doesn't give the governors the ability to spend that money the way they choose to do so.
Hey, folks, I'm with C. Stephen Tucker. Smallbusinessinsuranceservices.com.
You got it.
Nobody knows more about Obamacare. He's also my insurance agent. He does great work. If you are a small business, you're an individual or a small business, and you are trying to figure out your way in this great, complicated world of Obamacare, there's nobody better to talk to about your insurance needs than Steve Tucker. Hey, Steve, President Obama promised a lot of things. He certainly guaranteed that Obamacare would lower premiums by $2,500 per family per year. How are we doing?
Unfortunately, that was not true. Since 2010, about 6 months afterward, on 9/23/2010, two things happened. One, they added on more than 60, quote-unquote, free preventative care tests to be placed on every policy. And when you add things on policies that mandate to be covered, it's going to raise the cost of premium. Nothing, of course, is free. But then they implemented medical loss ratios, what we call in the industry MLRs. And that stated that if you're an insurance company and you underwrite less than 50 people, you must reduce your operating margin, not your profit margin, your operating margin, your total cost for you to be an insurance company, keep your reserves, et cetera, down to 20%. And if you are underwriting more than 50, down to 15%. So in less than a year's time, we started seeing the smaller carriers who offered the good prices that we could offer to our clients ending and leaving and leaving people without their health insurance plans, which was another lie the president told. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. Yeah. No one will take it away from you. So there have been thousands and thousands of Americans who have already lost their health insurance plan. One of them was a client of mine who lost her health insurance coverage because her company, Guaranteed Trust Life in Glenview, Illinois, after the health care law passed, just stopped offering her health insurance plan anymore, terminated her coverage, and she was in the middle of cancer treatment. And so I had to move her off her plan because the plan they were replacing her with, this gap coverage plan, required her to carry a $25,000 deductible in the middle of infiltrating ductal carcinoma treatment. So when the president said you can keep your plan, he lied. It is not the case. And there will be millions more Americans who will lose their plan. The CBO says that 7 million people will lose their employer-sponsored plan. But we're also not looking at what else the CBO said about Medicare Advantage policyholders. Another 7.5 million of them will lose their health insurance plans because the president is cutting $136 billion from the Medicare Advantage program.
When does that begin, Steve?
Well, it was supposed to begin in October of 2012, right before the elections. Yeah. But of course, President Obama just shifted $8 billion from an Obamacare research fund to forego that cut until after the general election. So now seniors are waking up and saying, oh, my God, I'm losing my Medicare Advantage plan. But the president said, if I like my plan, I can keep my plan. The president lied.
So those cuts to Medicare Advantage, they've begun.
They have begun. Yes.
Boy, I'll tell you, and you know, Steve, you know, I talk a lot to employers, and as you say, it's amazing how many are either letting people go or cutting back on hours
right.
to avoid the Obamacare mandates.
And you know why they're doing that? Because they say if you have 50 or more employees, you will offer Obamacare-approved health insurance that will include essential health benefits and everything else, or you will pay a $2,000 fine for every employee from your 30th employee on up. And so the employers across the country, Walmart was one of the first ones that does it, that said, listen, we're going to push you under 30 hours. We're going to give you 29 hours. And keep in mind that full-time hours were redefined by HHS last year. Yeah. It used to be 40. Now it's 30. And so these companies are pushing them under 30 to 29 hours, which means one thing. Number one, the employer avoids the $2,000 penalty, but also now their income is so low, Joe, that they too will be joining our Medicaid rolls.
I tend to generalize because, Steve, you've heard me say, I tend to think that we complicate things. Is the ultimate aim here of Obamacare eventually to just put as many people as possible on Medicaid?
I don't think Medicaid per se. I think to put them through private health insurance plans, which is what the exchange does, but then put the taxpayer on the hook for the cost. This is why the cost graduated from $960 billion, as the president promised and again lied to us, up to $2.6 trillion. If you go to my website, which is truthaboutobamacare.com, when you go there, there's an advanced health insurance calculator that Kaiser put together. And you can go in and see what health insurance costs you. For a family of four, making $51,000 a year, which was the average income for a family of four according to the 2012 census, your cost for health insurance unsubsidized by the taxpayer will be over $14,000 a year. So you put your income level in. The Internal Revenue Service will be linked to your application. Okay. It also, by the way, now asks you if you're a registered voter. I wonder why they put that in there.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, it artificially will lower the cost of this health insurance down to about $3,200. The taxpayer will be paying $10,600 every year just for that one family. Imagine how many millions of families are making $50,000 a year. And that's just that income bracket. So what we're doing is, Obamacare is the biggest gift to the health insurance industry ever devised. The problem is that they're piling on all of these mandates. If you go back to 79, there was a total of 279 mandated coverage amounts or things that the government on a federal level or state level told insurance companies, if you operate, you got to cover this. You go forward now past the Obamacare passage. We're now at 2,368 mandates. There is no way there have been more than 2,100 new medical conditions that have developed since 1979. What's happening is these legislators are forcing insurance carriers to cover things that are not medically necessary. But it doesn't matter because, and this is my biggest problem, when the exchange is open, those who do qualify for these massive advanced premium tax credits are going to look at the final price, and they will never see $14,000. They'll never see $20,000, which is what the base plan is going to be in the year 2020. They're going to see their amount that they pay. And then they're going to say, my God, the president magically lowered health insurance. I'll never vote against anyone who takes this away from me.
Exactly. And we're now at about 20,000 some pages of regulations when it comes to this piece of legislation and counting. Hey, folks, I'm with C. Stephen Tucker, smallbusinessinsuranceservices.com. He's also got an educational website, truthaboutobamacare.com. He's my agent. If you are an individual, you are part of a group plan, you are a small businessman, there's nobody in Illinois who can help you negotiate this minefield of Obamacare for your insurance needs better than Steve Tucker can. Steve, one quick final question, and try to answer this as quickly as you can, and I know that's hard. premiums. The Society of Actuaries just came out last week with their scary figures. Premiums nationwide going up 32-33%, and that's an average. What are we looking at, really, in this near term on premiums?
We are looking at a minimum of 100% premium increases for health insurance carriers that choose, it is an option, to operate inside the exchanges. If a health insurance carrier decides to sell health insurance inside an exchange, the plans that they sell outside of the exchange must be commensurate in every detail, in every coverage amount, to those plans they sell inside the exchange. So the smart carriers, and I'm telling everybody I know, United Health One, through Golden Rule, which is the carrier that I have you with, they are one of the only carriers that's saying, we will not sell in the exchange. And because they are not going to sell inside the health insurance exchange, they can design plans outside the exchange that have less of these onerous mandated benefits, which means that they're telling everybody internally, those of us who sell their product, we're looking at rate increases of 15% or less for 2014, 2015, 2016. You buy with other carriers who are inside the exchange, you're looking at 100% or more in increases because they will be mandated to switch their plan to a gold, silver, bronze, or platinum plan, minimum bronze.
Hey, scary, scary stuff. It's why we're not going to let go of Obamacare. This legislation needs to be repealed. Steve, thank you for joining us. Folks, Steve Tucker, smallbusinessinsuranceservices.com. He'll help you with your insurance needs. And go to truthaboutobamacare.com. Steve, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Joe.
Joe Walsh, be right back.